There we go. Well, a very good evening, and thanks for tuning into Tirsdag here on Radio Kerry this evening. A real festive evening as well, as is our annual Christmas special, coming live from our studio here in Tralee. Myself, Donald Barry, pundits James McCarthy, who's parking the car somewhere around Tralee. Ricardo Ferran is in good and early. John Kennedy is here since 4 o'clock, and Liam didn't leave last week swatting away. So if you want a few laps here this evening, this is the place to be, as we take quick glance back, of course, over the year. And I suppose a few random sports questions thrown in, and hopefully plenty answers as well over the next 2 hours. Now, if you want to get in contact with us on telephone, 0667123666, or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. I think Ivan's on the way down to the bookshelf there to find a couple of books maybe to hand out this evening as well. He's back from Liverpool today, and Keane, of course, looking after the sound. Delighted to be joined at the moment by Richard, John and Liam. Before we get into all the serious stuff, Richard, we have to talk about Clonmaris and that fantastic win yesterday.
Well, I suppose it was absolutely unbelievable. I suppose I was involved for a couple of years, and I saw it firsthand, the commitment and I suppose the honesty of these players. And one of the players was interviewed afterwards, and this is that there was one game then, there was a foot of snow, and they just said, look, let's go out and train, you know. So there was an unbelievable honesty associated with this team. But the physicality yesterday really amazed me. I suppose, in all fairness to Caltra, Huskar Caltra, they were a bit light, a bit young, but it was just a powerhouse performance by Clonmaris from start to finish, apart from the goal, you know. But I thought they were absolutely outstanding. And, you know, again, I suppose I'm saying this for about the 20th time, you know, small pick, very limited resources, but they're, you know, small in size, but big in heart, and what ambassadors they are for Kerry Camogie.
And they've matured greatly together as a bunch. Like they went in yesterday as favourites to win. I think they were most people's favourites, you know, All-Ireland champions from last year. It's two in a row All-Ireland champions as well, when you think about it. And the manner of the victory, and you know, the way they set about and winning a game, what, 2-15 to 1-1 in an All-Ireland final, you know, just shows you how above everybody else they are. And that wasn't always the case. I mean, they, a good few years ago, were like a Huskar or a Caltra, you know, they'd be delighted to get out and maybe compete in the first round of Munster and the whole lot. So they've seen the bad days, and now it's their time to shine and enjoy the good days.
Absolutely. And I suppose I remember being in Croke Park on the way back there when they played Dublin Kerry played Dublin in a junior final, you know. And I was chatting to one of the Dublin players after and said, look, your day will come. And it did come the following year. Mm-hmm. And it was the same with Clonmaris. And, you know, who knows, a Huskar or a Caltra, I think their day may come as well when they mature, I suppose, because they're quite a young team. But this Clonmaris team, I mean, and obviously Kerry as well, they have grown together, they have bonded. Mm-hmm. There's a great friendship there, and as I said, there's a great honesty of effort. And I, you know, when I was involved, I used to see, I mean, some of the training sessions there, you know, and the weather used to be catmillogen, as they said, you know. And they'd be coming down from college and coming from work, they'd be travelling from all over the country. And but the level of honesty and the honesty of effort is just unbelievable, you know. There's no, as I said, you know, they're trained in the snow, you know, it's nothing to those women, just absolutely 100% committed to the jersey. And you know, as the old saying goes, they, if you can go through it, you'll grow through it. Yeah, and that's absolutely, and that's what Clonmaris is all about.
And they're certainly growing, and they're celebrating this evening, of course. We'll let them know, but their celebrations, the very best to look to them. And we might catch up with them there in January as well. We've had them on the show a good few times. Very honest people as well, you know. They will give you an honest answer, which is great to see. Great year for ladies sports in Kerry in general, Liam. Obviously, you know, the new ladies fan here among us.
Thanks, Donald.
You predicted in All-Ireland. Great to see it in Croke Park, of course.
Fantastic. Yeah, and like you said, a great year for ladies all year round, and no, and stronger it's getting, even at underage, when you be reading about it and hearing about it, you know, the structures that are there are getting stronger and stronger every year. So all things are good, and I think the ladies was a big win. The All Ireland this year was huge, because it broke that barrier of, was it 30 odd years?
31 years.
And you know, it, and I suppose the hardship that was there with the last, when I was above it, covering with the radio, you know, The the two finals that they lost. And you know, it's hard when you get to Croke Park and you put all that effort in, and next thing is snatched away from you. It's a lonely place. But to see the elation and the excitement and you know the whole thing, and I suppose you will ask us for our highlights later on. But I suppose one thing that really stood out for me was you would often see it in the soccer when they take off a player and they all give a standing ovation. To see Louise coming off, you know, be able to have the time, you know, to be up that much that you could take her off and give her the appreciation that she deserves, you know. So yeah, so all good for ladies football, but the unfortunate thing about it is when you win the following year, you start all over again. You're at the bottom of the ladder. The expectations will be high, the standards are high, you know, new management team in, so it'll make an interesting 2025.
Absolutely. And Louise gets to the stage of like Jacko and Dara and the whole lot. Just one name now and everybody knows who she is.
Legendary status. Yeah, that's absolutely what it's about. Yeah,
it's top of the list. Come here, John Kennedy. No All-Ireland in the men first this year. Semi-final lost to Armagh. Bit of a stuck in the throat job, was it?
Yeah, look, we've spoken about it several times, Donal, I suppose. Not a lines in sport, like, you know, at one end, Tom Sullivan had a shot, could have gone in, mm-hmm. It didn't. And at the other end, Shane Ryan came out on a ball that he'd normally handle, and it ended up in the net, and that's the difference, you know. But Armagh, probably that little bit ahead, they kicked a couple of mighty scores, particularly Rian O'Neill and Stephen Campbell. We didn't fire, really. You know, there was something lacking. We were, you know, we've said it before and it is documented well, the group stages didn't do us any favours, but it's the same for every county. But look, disappointing, hugely disappointing. And like Liam said about the ladies, and congratulate them on a massive year. They're starting from scratch, but certainly the men are starting from scratch. New management team again under Jack. Pressure is on, and you know, it's all about delivering Sam Maguire. It's a big hill to climb. And
is that the weight that maybe we crumble under, the yeah. fact that we have to come out every year and win Sam Maguire, and that's the barrier. Everything else is a fail regardless of fact. Because if you think about like an All-Ireland semi-final loss in extra time to the eventual winners, and the year before we lost to Dublin in the All-Ireland final, we are at the business end, but if you don't get over the line, it's a fail.
Kerry look, people are demanding, the supporters are demanding, we're all demanding, I suppose, you know. We want to see the team winning. Mm-hmm. We're at the top of the leaderboard and we want to stay there, but it's getting tougher.
Yeah.
The competition is serious. You know, the format
probably doesn't suit us. Yeah,
you know,
now if you look at it, it's probably quarter final, semi final, and final. They're our three before you actually meet something decent.
And like, I think we've said it several times, Liam and myself before, like, you know, we're in the top six or eight. There's no question about it. But there's a huge gap from that eight or that six to the rest.
Yeah.
And, you know, Armagh had it this year, and the Dubs had it, and, you know, all the teams that have won have had it. Tyrone. But, like, we don't seem to be able to, you know, we're playing. Other teams are using their bench a lot more. We're very predictable. We have that 15, and, you know, we're not changing from it. Have we got players that can come in and make the difference? I mean, come in and get on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure.
To make an impact as
well. I'm not so sure. I think there'll be players coming into the panel, and rightly so. But, like, you know, I've said this several times before. In other years, you'd be criticising management that A and other was outside, or five A and others should be in there. I haven't heard any Kerry supporters saying this guy should be inside.
We don't have the X factor on the bench.
Correct. Exactly. And you look at the teams that have won it. You know, Stephen Campbell came off the bench. He was electric.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Ogburn's came, and you know, they made an impact. Mm-hmm. We don't. We had Killian Burke. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's gone.
Yeah. The only thing, hopefully, the new rules, I think they'll suit us.
Yeah.
Because I think there'll be more football, and whatever way we've been playing the last few years, it didn't really suit us. We were kind of playing over and back and more defensive with the players that we have. I suppose it's in our nature to be attacking, and we weren't doing that. 2022 we did.
Yeah,
I thought 21, right, and we went down and won Darragh Ireland, but whatever happened since, we kind of went backwards. So I'm hoping that the new rules will make a difference now for us.
And a lot of people have asked about the great minor teams.
Mm-hmm.
Where are all the players? But that is a problem in every county, and it's becoming a bigger problem. We've spoken about it, the commitment. It's a huge commitment. Mm-hmm. And players are not giving that commitment, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly up front. You know, the leading forwards in the county championship this year, who were there? Sean Shea, Paul Ganey, the same names, David Clifford. did a new guy come in and nail on?
Stamping it
out. No.
Yeah. But I think also, very fine line, very fine margins, I suppose, because we had a chance, Youngani at the end, could have won it, and that's that. But to go back to your point with regard to the minors, I understand for years Dublin had players that didn't bother playing minor, and they were minding them for the senior championship. They were sort of guiding them through and coaching them through. That's the system that Dublin had, you know. Yeah.
They were coming later. Come here, let's talk about the Kerry Hurlers as well for a bit. I remember we went through the league season, and it was a poor enough league, to be fair. I mean, we lost four out of the five, and I suppose in many ways Stephen Malumpy was kind of, I suppose, changing what we had, and bringing in younger, yeah. And he was down an awful lot of players, but he did swing it around when he came to the McDonagh Championship. I mean, we won three of the five. We were technically one win away from being in the final. We were miles away from being relegated, so we were quite safe. And all in all, leaving things in a nice stable for our new friend Mr. Griffin.
Yeah, I think that people were a bit maybe unfair, and I said that first time and time again. If Jack was down 15 players,
yeah,
you know, and if he lost the likes of Tom Sullivan and, you know, and lads like that, in the way we, the Kerry Hurlers,
if he lost his fullback, his centre back, his two midfielders, and his best scoring forward, where would Kerry be?
And that's it. And that was my point.
Where would Jack be?
but that's it, you know. And that was, and I don't think the people took that into account, because I was inside a few times, you know. I mean, and you know, you could see that these were young lads, and they were being blooded and things like that. They were very, very young. And, you know, that he would take time. And people were saying, and people were a bit impatient, which I thought was a bit unfair. But as you said then, when you came then to the Joe McDonagh, we saw a different team, and we saw, I suppose, a maturity and a maturing of a lot of those lads. I know they're inside, you know, with Tweak now, and Tweak is a good lad, a good hurling man, and you know, let's see what happens. You know what I mean? We'll have a few extra players, hopefully. Now I know a few lads will be missing as well. Lads have gone travelling and so on and so forth. But look, that's what's going to happen, you know, when you have a young team, a bit like, I suppose, Ahaskra Caltra yesterday, very young, light team. They will take time, a bit like the Kerry Camogie team were at one stage. They were very young, inexperienced, and I think it'll be the same with the Kerry Hurlers. It's going to take time, and we have to be patient. Yeah.
Kerry Camogie, of course, finishing a great year as well, losing out to Kilkenny of all teams after extra time, nearly was pushed all the way to the end, so that tells you where they're going. A word for Abbey Dorney. I mean, they ended their 1974 to no famine. Did they come out of the blue?
No, they didn't, because we knew the quality of Abbey Dorney. We knew what was there, going back to their minor team, going way back. Do you know what I mean? They were very, very good. They had class players. No, they didn't have a lot of lads on the Kerry hurling team. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they were able to stay sort of as a cohesive unit. But then, obviously, the championship, obviously, great year for us, great win against Crata. The 6-day turnaround didn't help.
See, the very voice, he said, us now is belly high. Hey.
Yeah, okay.
James McCarthy obviously isn't here to pull you up for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Cosmo man, like, so, you know, originally. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that 6-day turnaround didn't help. But a lot of people are talking about that 6-day turnaround. But then, if you look at the final, and as Belly Hagman said to me coming out after the county final, Belly Hag weren't that bad, were they? Yeah. It just showed the quality of Abbey Dorney. So they, you know, they put us to the sword, and then, you know, they were really, really good against Bardufff as well. No, but they've had that quality for years. They have had star players, and well done to them. And I was hoping they'd obviously do a bit better in Munster. I think we need to step on. You know, we're at an intermediate level. When I was a young fella, like, the Kerry clubs were competing at senior level.
Yeah.
And I think we really need lads to push on. Now, I didn't like the gap that there was between the county championship and going into Munster. That was a crazy gap, and it's not fair on players to ask them to be staying fit and ready and game and match fit for that period of time, that gap between the county final and Munster.
It's 4 months. It's a long time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
To be going playing challenge matches.
Well done to them.
Yeah. No change. Crokes, obviously, of course, East Kerry are off the chopping block, but I presume, even though it felt like forever for Crokes to get back, they were always there, weren't they?
They were always there. I suppose the main thing at the start of the year for Crokes was to get the men they got in charge, Pat, back. And I think we said it here, that when you get a manager like that, and, you know, I suppose you could use the word manager, but Pat's a coach. Mm-hmm. No, he wants nothing to do with media. He wants nothing. He wants to spend time on the field coaching players. And you can see that a mile off. So he made Crokes very hard beat. You know, it was the structures. he had the ingredients. Like, if you go through the Crokes players, and myself and John have gone through them, a lot of them had worn the green and gold jersey at some stage, you know. So he had the ingredients. All they needed was someone to kind of to gel it together. They got a guy that who can coach, but there's a bit of fear there as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a lot of Crokes boys, and you know, they respect him, they have huge admiration for him, but they fear him as well, and you have to have that, you know. But yeah, that's, I think that was the main thing for Crokes this year. They won the county league, they won the club championship, they won the club or the county championship, they went on and won Munster. They're heading for a big game in early January, you know. So yeah, it looks, it's been a black and amber year all round.
Yeah. ST got promoted.
Didn't go down.
He held your status, though. That's important.
Very important.
Very important. Yeah. Five more got to the knockout stages of a junior, and of course, he lost the Airport Derby.
The Airport Derby, but look who won it. We went on to great things.
Absolutely. Well, listen, good stuff. Up after the break, we'll get into our quiz. We might throw Ivan on there. We bring him off the bench there for a while until James gets around. Hopefully, he'll keep the lead for us. But after the break, we'll talk. We'll start with football after the break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
So the Christmas quiz is about to begin. Before we go, a road closure, the R561 Castlemaine to Fyries in the town of Ballybrack. That's over on the Fyries side of the world. Diversions are placed and they'll be a couple of hours due to a fallen pole on the road. So if you're over in the Castlemaine to Fyries in the townland of Ballybrack, there's going to be diversions in place. So maybe a good excuse to listen to us for a couple of hours. James McCarthy is after arriving. You didn't cause any accident over there, did you?
No, I was coming from Kimmy.
Not yet.
The motorway.
In your own time. So, this year we're going to change it around. James and John have been drawn together.
Dream team.
I never saw that draw. When did I draw it?
So it's like the Wicklow referees.
I don't like that team. Change that team very good.
Okay, so, championship. 2024 championship, okay? So, basically how the game goes, we've given the guys loads of writing materials to go, and we are looking for the first question tonight, the 10 top scorers. I don't need to know what they scored or how much they scored. Give me a county if you're not too sure. The 10 top scorers from this year's football championship. You don't have to put them 1 to 10 either, just 10 names. It doesn't matter who's first or second or last or the whole lot. And I'll give you a clue to start off with, which is kind of a strange one. There is nobody from the All-Ireland winning champions in the top 10 scores.
I was going to say,
how would you win an All-Ireland and not have somebody in the top 10 scores?
Yeah.
And of course it was an exciting year. John Kennedy. John Kennedy, very serious about the whole lot. So we're looking for the top 10.
You can talk to John Kennedy because the fellow won't have a clue.
See why I'm not talking.
He's trying to break our concentration order.
Yeah.
So, no Armagh person in it. I presume there has to be a Mayo person in it for sure. I suppose if you look at the All-Stars, obviously there was a forward got an All-Star, possibly based on his scoring. There's surely a dub. There has to be a Kerry person there as well. Who else is inside there? What are the counties? Galway surely had somebody inside there, had they?
We've won anyway.
You've won, so in 30 seconds. We started translating into Irish for Liam.
I'm glad I don't understand the writing.
I engineer's writing.
Good stuff. Right, give us who you have. So we'll see what you have. Jesus, hopefully you got 10. Have you?
We've four.
Four to start off with.
Right.
Hopefully four.
We get eight between.
So what are your four?
We'd Shawnee Shea.
Shawnee Shea.
Finnerty from Galway.
Finnerty from Galway.
Don't know who from Mayo and Keno Callaghan.
Donahue from Mayo. And who you have?
Colin Callaghan.
Colin Callaghan.
Keno Callaghan.
We'll give you three. No Shawnee Shea. Oh, no Shawnee Shea. You missed the most obvious Kerry one. Hopefully these boys have it.
Right. We had Conor Callaghan.
Yes.
We had McBrearty from Donegal.
McBrearty from Donegal. Didn't make it, no.
Make it, no. Shane Welsh.
Oh my God. Did you watch anything? No, that's wrong as well.
Yeah. David Clifford and Finnerty.
David Clifford and Finnerty. Three. My God, long way to. Top was Ryan O'Donoghue, Mayo.
We didn't know. Yeah.
3.48 he scored. Sam Mulroy. Surely I thought you'd get Sam Mulroy. 3.43. Cormac Costello, Dublin, 2.25. Robert Finnerty, who you had, 1.29. Oisín Gallant, Donegal. Forgot about him. with Derek Canavan. Surely that was an easy one, was it? Yeah, I left him behind. Conor Callaghan was 6. David Clifford was 8. He scored 222. Dermot Murta, Roscommon, and the big surprise one was Emmett McMahon of Clare. Yeah, and he got in 10th place. So 3 all. My God, that's not going too well. Right, two quick
but
questions.
But it just shows that Armagh, one down Ireland. No top scorer. Well,
yeah. And the fact that you're on Terrace Talk and you know 3 of the 10 top scorers.
Who knows this one?
We had 10 between us.
It's a low blow there, sir. That's a low one.
We did. We did between us.
Right, next question. The largest winning margin was 27 points in the Senior Football Championship. Name the two counties that were involved in that. The largest winning margin. The two counties. And the largest winning margin, actually, to give you, was 27 points. So one crowd beat the other crowd by 27 points. Who were the two teams that were involved?
Not that much, yeah.
Let's write down two. Now, the most goals in a game. It happened in a Leinster Championship game. The most goals scored in the game was 6. What two counties were involved in that? Two counties.
Leinster Championship.
Leinster Championship.
Repeat that.
So, the most goals in a match, in a football match this year, aggregate, was 6 goals. Two teams contributed. They were both Leinster teams, and it was a Leinster preliminary round. Oh. If you're watching it,
Clone Carol or someone.
So two names there, and then one that you'll get surely get right. Hopefully, you'll get right. The most points by one team in a match this year. What county scored the most points? So the most actual points.
Ooh.
One county. One county done it. Unusual county. So, Liam.
See, when he says unusual county, he kind of upsets everything.
That could be anything.
Right, John Kennedy, who are the two with the biggest winning margin?
We don't even know. What's the trying to think? What am I?
You're trying to think, no answer there. What do you?
We wrote down a game, all right, but it's not.
What game did you write down?
The Clare and Waterford.
No, they hardly scored that between you. Actually, it was Galway 5-21. London 9 points. God, I'm waiting.
We thought.
The Connacht Championship. So nothing going there. Les, this is going to be awful this year. The most goals in a championship match. This is a difficult one. But the Leinster narrowed it down, surely. What two counties have you?
One of the earlier games in Wicklow, or maybe Carlow were involved.
Wicklow and Carlow?
No, I didn't know them played, sure, but one of those teams involved.
Right.
Wicklow is all we had.
It was Meath and Longford. 3-19 to 3-12. Meade beat Longford. High scoring game, actually, football for games that weren't high scoring. Who was the county that scored the most points in one game? We're going home if you don't get this one.
Has to be Kerry.
What answer have you?
New York
for you. What do you reckon?
Leave to the expert, John.
Come on, John Kennedy.
Donegal.
Oh my God. Kerry, 24 points. They beat Armagh 24 points to 111. It was the highest amount of points scored in a game, which is quite amazing. Now, seeing that was an absolute disaster, I'm nearly afraid to ask you that. Stop. We just talk about the year. Let's talk about the year. Come here to me, John Kennedy. 5-21 to 9 points. That's a difficult beating for London, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, particularly because they had been competitive, you know. Mm. But and they're always difficult to beat, you know. You'll beat them, but they usually perform. But no, but I suppose it showed more than the early rounds of the championship. You know, there's teams are ruthless. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean there was a lot of high scoring.
There's a big gap down between five or six teams. Yeah.
Though. Does the fact that the Talton Cup is there now kind of
should weed out more that
you can take a game like that?
So. And London are a scattered team as well. I'd be honest, Les, there, and you know there's. You know, they find it hard to get together for training and things like that because you know they're all over the shop like that. So,
and of course, then Connacht is difficult because you have Galway and Mayo. If you meet, you're on a highly nothing.
Yeah. They're top tier teams.
And if you get Leitrim or if you get Sligo,
Roscommon, we're good with less.
You have a chance. Right, next score. The lowest aggregate scores. Okay, so it was 21 points in a game. Okay, so 21 points, and it was two games, believe it or not, that recorded that. One game was 15-6. What two teams were that? And the other game was 2-7 to 1-5. What game was that? So basically, two teams didn't score anything at all, really, in the championship. Four answers.
No. Yeah. Close enough.
And I'll give you a clue, I suppose. One is in Connacht and one is in Munster.
Yeah.
Rich Dart is really confident.
I'd say, who's at this game? He has the programme in his pocket.
Who's at the game? What two?
The Waterford tip game.
Yeah.
We had Joan Mule.
I thought that's the programme. He has in his pocket.
What's your rent, sir?
We only had that answer.
John was going to say he had it as well.
I'm a Munster development officer, so that's one of the perks.
How was the other game?
Connacht.
Yeah.
What do you mean Sligo and Leitrim?
Oh my God, fair play to you, absolutely.
Yeah. Liam, you're on fire. Yeah,
Liam's on fire, 4.73. Jeez,
we're caught bad there.
Yeah, you can't.
Time up, ref. Time is up, ref. Come on.
I'd say game over, no ball bust.
Okay, let's go back to something that was one of the big things during the year. People going to matches or not going to matches. Everybody from football sense, it was a topic in Terrace Talk for at least 3 months of the year. There's nobody going to matches, nobody going to club games, there's nobody going to games. So our next game is, who is going to games? And the first question, I want you to write down a number on your page, right? It's an attendance number. How many people were at the Waterford Tipperary game on the 7th of April in the quarterfinal? And it's a quarterfinal of a Munster Football Championship. Right. Seeing that Richard knew who they were there, there's one at the end of the day.
Yeah. Does that include me?
It includes you.
Yeah. You're the shopkeeper, the parrot priest.
That's two, sir. Whoever's the nearest, we'll take the point.
We'll go first, sir.
Hold on a second, yeah. Come on, Richard, write a number down quick.
Yeah.
What's your number, Richard?
180.
180.
You said 750.
750. Not bad. 1,071. It was riffed.
180. It's not Kerry. 1,071.
That was only. No, he only put down the officials. He never.
Stewards. The other quarterfinal, of course, was Cork and Limerick. You know, there was real talks that Limerick might do a number in Cork and the whole lot. Didn't happen, of course. Cork won 3-13 to 11 points. Played in Parky Cueve. How many was that at? So, the other quarterfinal. So, if there was 1,000 people over in Fraher Fields that day, what was over in Parky Cueve watching Cork beat Limerick? Inside the parking queue.
We got first. I said
this fella's counting the stewards.
I'd say
11,000.
So you go 11,000.
Wait, what did he write down? Look what he wrote down.
He wrote down 786.
Exactly.
So we say 11,000.
11.
He say 9. Who's nearest?
We are.
You think so? Actually, there was only 4,062.
Oh, we were closest.
Yeah. You were definitely closest.
You were closer. We were 786.
I would have gone. Tear off that page.
Right, so on to the semi-finals.
Jesus, that's poor for Cork.
It was very poor, yeah. In Parky Cueve, like, I mean, 4,000 people. And of course, it was played in April. Like, I mean, they're coming off the back of the league as well. And they won, no problem. Semi-final. Waterford, of course, got into the semi-final. They played Clare. Clare travelled down. They gave him a nice dusting, 220-109. Blown for her field again. Back-to-back home games for Waterford. Yes. What had Waterford in the gate this time?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We'll stay with his number he had a while ago.
Right, James, what do you reckon?
We said about 1,200. We gave him nearly double at the head.
1,200.
I said about 2,000.
2,000. Ooh, very close this time. It was 1,504. James takes it again. Slightly moving up.
We're close to 1,786.
No, he was at the most.
I should have kept my original. He never counted the programme sellers.
Here's the next question for you.
Programme sellers.
The other semi-final, of course, was Kerry and Cork. This is where we're getting onto the good stuff. Kerry and Cork in Fitzgerald Stadium. Kerry won at 18 points to 112. It was on the 20th of April. Fine day, lovely day for football. What was at it? The nearest
was
number,
maybe.
What was at it?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
John Kennedy says maybe.
Maybe.
You were all at it, sure.
Yeah.
We never counted people.
How many was at it, Richard?
I said 25, but my learned colleague here said 21, so I'm going to go with my learned colleague.
You said 20.
You said 20, and your learned colleague, James McCarthy, just better. This game isn't he? Actually, there was only 17,568 people.
We crossed out 18.
I was going to say 15.
Liam Broston.
I was going.
It was a poor turnout.
Does Kerry and Cork not matter anymore?
It doesn't really. No,
it's
no.
Fact,
we,
no
like
right,
Donald, we played in Munster final up there 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Above in Partney, or above in. That's the Barney Rain.
Mahon Point, you were one of
Mahon Point, that's right. We could have held the same crowd in there, and I think it was like 13,000 at it, like, for a Munster final. I remember inside in Killarney when they were jumping the wire to get in.
Which was knockout that time, right?
Yeah.
You were beaten, you were gone, whereas notice.
Yeah.
Do you know? We're going into the group stages. And
but does the poor amount of people at a game reflect the way players play on the field? I mean, you know, when you went in, there was 40,000 people, and God knows if there was Niall Callaghan in the corner and he ran into a Corriman or something. You know, 25,000 people were involved in it and watching it and understanding. Now people are, I suppose, they're on their phones, half watching it and maybe taking pictures of what's watching it. Has the crack gone from it, or has the atmosphere gone from it?
I'd say a lot of it, Donal, is definitely intent to be on the phone with the type of football we're playing anyway. That's number one, over and back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't compare eras, but the full house, and if you had tits early on, and I can tell you the crowd are in it.
Involved.
They're involved. And people are going at it, you know. But hopefully the new rules, like Liam said earlier, will change that around. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The spectacle was gone, Donald.
It's hard to watch it. So, Munster final, of course. It was Kerry and Clare. We all went to Ennis. We were parking the car illegally somewhere. What was at it? And Richard is going to love the question after this, because we're going to talk hurling. The numbers will get bigger in Richard, to be all right.
In his hold.
Yeah. Will we go first again, sir?
What do you get?
We said 12,000.
12,000, says James McCarthy.
No, 15.
What do you say?
About
15.
15.
Yep.
Jesus, John Kennedy, hold on to James McCarthy. 12,059.
See that? We know the capacity. Yeah.
James had nothing else to do, only count them. All he could do was count them.
Kennedy was up there long enough.
Boston, 12,000 people at a provincial championships, and it was the lowest provincial championships out of all the provincial championships. Leinster was 23, Connacht was 19,000, and Ulster was 28,896. And strange enough, when we're going through the facts today, there was 5 Ulster games that had more people than the Munster.
Well, look, I suppose football, and that's why they're bringing in these new rules. It was in a kind of a bad place, and you know, and to be honest, a lot of households now. When we were growing up, the Munster final was a massive thing in everyone's household. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, youngsters have so much to be watching or doing. You know, so, and that's where it's important for the GAA to, you know, try to bring it all together again and try to make it something marketable and something that's enjoyable, because at the moment inter-county football, like, and I remember you had an interview here with the Kerry supporters, the two lads that came in, and they said they lost 30 or 40 supporters this year from travelling because of the state of football, and they were the real Kerry supporters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening across the board.
Okay, so the last question before we go to break, and it's a good question. How many people, if you add up all the people that went to Munster football matches, and now you have all the figures in front of you, how many less is it still than the Munster hurling final?
Oh God.
Or is it more?
No, it's not.
It could
more.
Be a
no,
trick
no,
question.
Would 50% be too much?
It is too much, yeah. What would you want to say? I'd say
final. Yeah, round, yeah. Roughly
10 plus. We're saying that.
Right, what are you saying, guys?
Yeah. It's not huge. I'd say about 12.
About 12.
We said about 10,000.
The Munster hurling final, great hurling final, it was to 45,148. And if you added everybody that went in the gate from the quarterfinals to the semifinals to the final, it just came to 36,262.
Right again, sorry.
That's what we're saying.
As he can't count.
Richard, why hurling so popular in football? Like, God, that's, nobody wants to watch it.
Because football, you know, not to be too.
And you can wear your hurling cap on this, I mean.
Because it has become very, very boring. Going back to, you know, when I was a young fella going to the Munster finals, you know what I mean? The excitement, the rattles, you know, the as Pascal says, the intensity was unbelievable. But now you have a situation where you have a guy holding on to a ball, you know, for maybe there was a game there up in Ulster, I think there was one team held on to the ball for about 2 minutes, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nobody wants to watch that. There has to be a bit of going it, and that's what's so hurling, you know, it's get the ball, drive it in, and there's a bit of excitement there. But football, you know, for years it needed to be saved, it needed to be a bit made more competitive, and we needed to this back and forth had to be stopped, because it was turning into a farce, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think, Donald, the Black Cats have you look at the hurling there, if you see Kyle Hayes or Will O'Donoghue in full flight hitting, hit on with one of the Downies or maybe one of the lads from Clare there, you know, coming, what, John Conlon or some of the at full flight, the crowd are on their feet straight away.
The ref wouldn't go near a card.
No,
he would look for a card.
They don't even look for a card.
Don't even pick
the
home.
You see Sarsfields, the game Sarsfields, the rattles that were in it, like, yeah.
Oh, so you're all
we're metro violence.
But it just breathe.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
And welcome back to Terrace Talk Christmas show. And of course, we're looking back on the year that was. Next round, guys, all stars in the football. Not a great year for all stars, John Kennedy. I can tell you we didn't win any. But the question is, we didn't win any this year, but there was three other years from the year 2000 to now that we didn't win. What are the 3 years? So we're looking for 3 years, three numbers.
We gave the COVID one, 21.
COVID. Anyway, down, the year, that's the year Cork beat us.
Yeah, definitely that one.
Was that 21 now, was it?
20 or 20.
Well, you have to 20. Figure that out yourselves. I can't, 20. Can't tell you.
It was 20.
The one that we didn't get out of Munster, it was a straight knockout.
Yeah.
And Cork knocked us out in the...
And tip won it after,
and
yeah.
And tip won it after.
Last minute goal, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The high ball.
That's right, yeah.
That high ball.
The Aussie, what's the man from...
He's long gone since, anyway.
He is, yeah.
2 more years on top of that.
Ooh. That's, is that including this year?
Yeah, I gave you this year, sure.
There's two more.
And there's two more.
I told John
Kennedy. So there's 4 years so altogether.
Yeah. And I've given you this year, so I want three other numbers.
2010.
Write them down. I don't know. Now, the next question after that, right? The 1990s wasn't a great time for All Stars. How many All Stars did Kerry win in the 1990s? That's 1990, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 99. Now, yeah. We did win one All-Ireland, of course, in the middle of
his 4 years.
So what number is that? So how many All-Stars in the 1990s? Now, John Kennedy, were you 80s or 70s?
Both.
80s. We'll go 80s.
I'd be cruel with both.
How many All-Stars were Kerry in the 80s?
Oh, sweet
Jesus.
I
want
can you
number.
Do
get one?
That's
no,
a fair figure.
No, there was a bag of them that time.
were you hard done for one, or were you in the hunt?
I was in the hunt with Barney Rock.
Oh, Jesus.
18 rear, he got it, yeah.
What a fellow to be in the hunt with.
Yeah. Class football.
Quiff, oh, what are you?
Yeah,
90s ago.
I suppose it's not bad losing an All Star to Barney Rock.
Oh, you take that.
Yeah, you take that. So that's the 80s. We done the 90s, we started there. What about the 70s? Let's go back to the 70s.
We shot him there too.
Yeah.
More in the 80s, obviously.
Well, I don't know.
Obviously, give me a finger for this now.
70s is less than the 80s, to be fair. Mm-hmm.
80s, so what are we talking about in the 80s?
And the next question, obviously, follows on. How many in the noughties? The 00s.
4 years we'd known, so that's...
00 all the way to 09.
And
then
the noughties, 00s.
Mm-hmm. We done well, and if you're listening at home this evening, how many did we win in the 90s? How many did we win in the 80s? How many did we win in the 70s? Back to the noughties. And just so that Liam Brosnan can remember. Yeah. What did we win in the 10s, Liam? The 2010s. A number.
2010s.
The 2010s.
Yeah.
We're mounting up already. And actually, just to give you a clue, of course, Kerry have won 159 All-Stars, 64 different players. Dublin have 146. They were catching us, but this year Kerry and Dublin both didn't get nominated or didn't get an All-Star. They've won 46 from 67 different players. And in the 2020s, I think Liam's going to take the mic with him.
And then they're copying us over here, don't feel it. Go on, throw on some number.
Right, so, John Kennedy, let's get the first answer. The 1990s, how many?
We can go 90s yet. We went for 80s.
We'll go 1990s, because that was the first question you were asked. Yeah.
We didn't even answer that one.
Liam Frost in the 1990s?
I'd say about 7.
Say about 7. How about you over here?
15.
Fair play to you. Seven on the button.
Yeah, and Connie Murphy, Dr. Crokes, one. He was in the 90s. He was in the 90s, wasn't he?
He was 89.
Was he 89?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Close enough.
Well, the answer
we're going to add one more to our 80s, so.
Yeah. Well, you said 7, you said 15. The actual answer is 6. Maurice Fitz won one in 96. Mm. Then we won the All-Ireland in 97. And Declan O'Keefe won. Seamus Moynihan won. Eamon Breen won.
Pal Aid
won. Yeah. And Maurice Fitz won another one. And that is the 6.
Six.
So we'll give it to you because 7 is closer than 15.
Right, Connie in. I had the 6, but I had Connie in for 90.
Yeah, and Connie won a good one.
It was 89.
Actually. Yeah, he came through in 89. Now, the 80s, when things were really good, John Kennedy.
Around about 50.
About 50.
Oh.
What's about 50? Is that like 5-0 or is it...
yeah, Hawaii 5-0.
Like, there was a lot of All-Stars in the... In
there
the
was eight. A lot of All-Stars, yeah. About 50. What do you reckon?
Be 40.
Be 40. Oh, my
There was only a pure
God.
Guess because it, there was a lot
between,
it's
45 or
yeah,
something.
It's actually 45.
Round it up. Yeah. You round up these days.
Let's go back to the 70s. Now, the All-Star didn't really start well for us, I presume. Yeah, because they started kind of then, but like we weren't winning a lot basically at the start. So
Donny Sullivan was our first All-Star.
Yeah, so we were back heavy at the end of
two.
Yeah, we were back heavy at the end. So how many have you, Liam?
We have 25.
25.
We just had 20.
20. 29.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, hey. Not bad. Of course, we got a good few of them in 78, 79, and after we're going. Let's go back to the noughties, the other kind of golden era in Kerry football.
No, tired now.
Well, do you reckon, James?
John Lewis said 20.
20.
We have 25.
25.
Wow. 22. Would you be surprised to say that you're a small bit out or you're totally out?
Wouldn't you ever?
Well, that's what
do you remember the noughties, guys? we were the most successful team of the decade because remember we had that with Tyrone and we were flying and we ended up winning 4 All-Irelands, didn't we? Four, 42 we picked up.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of All-Stars.
That's a lot of All-Stars.
Like if we average it out maybe 5 or 6 a year.
Yeah. It's a lot of All-Stars. And actually, we're on about the 1990s, okay, which was kind of the gas thing at the moment. We only won 6. And in 2000, we won the All-Ireland and we got 6 All-Stars straight away. So it was a great start. Who were the 6 All-Stars in 2000?
Mine in again.
Huh? Oh, lads, come on.
Oh, you're mine, and Dara Shea.
Good stuff, yes.
Yeah.
Another one of your shares.
Lone Rangers manager.
We got our, Liam Hassett.
Very good.
Did our goalkeeper get one?
Our goalkeeper got one.
Yeah.
That's 4. Well done. Kilcoman man.
Mike McCarthy,
And Lone Rangers' greatest forward.
Mike Frank.
Oh,
that's all 6. No points for that, of course. You should have known that anyway. In the 10s, how many have we?
We have 10.
10.
12.
Believe it or not, we're up to 23.
Oh.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a bit of love there for us as well. And in the 20s so far, what have we won in the 20s so far?
It's not like we didn't get too many, sure we didn't.
It's a done around 10.
You reckon 10?
Yeah, we less than 14.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about how many has David got?
Tom Sullivan, David Clifford.
David has 4, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got 5.
Is he 5?
He's 5.
Paddy
4.
Paddy has
2.
2 maybe going on.
3.
3, yeah.
Tom Sullivan has...
Yeah, so now we're well on our way to that. Okay, not bad in the All-Stars. 1 point for James and John after a great effort.
1 point. And lucky to get it.
For points.
That moves you to 10. And of course, Liam knows he's All-Stars, you know, to be fair to him. Picked up 5 points, and you're on 12 now, so you're absolutely fine.
He's for a recount, Liz.
Yeah, exactly. And we haven't even passed the quarter yet.
You're down on that, of course. Now, up after a break, of course, we're going to change it to ladies football, okay? The All-Ireland. We're going to look at the amount of All-Stars they've won as well, of course. I'm going to ask you about the various teams that Kerry played to get to the final. And just to see, were you actually watching the final, Liam Brosnan? I'm going to ask you for as many players who played in the final. So you've been thinking about that over the break. How many players played in the final?
15, I presume, Don.
And hopefully, yeah.
Plus the couple of subs that came on.
How many of them can you name?
You were commentating.
No, I'm not commentating, no.
You should be strict on this. And then we'll bounce back then to the hurling, okay, because obviously Joe McDonagh is quite important as well. We'll have questions on that. And then, of course, what's the other most important team belong to Kerry? Oh, Evans out there, that's your clue.
Oh, Kerry FC.
Kerry FC.
Hopefully he's done a bit of swatting in Kerry FC the season that they had. And then, of course, we did ask you for your favourite Premiership team, so if...
Oh!
Yeah.
This is where it goes badly wrong.
Out there listening this evening, we have Liverpool, who's John and James. versus an amalgamation of Chelsea and
Stuttgart.
Richard, I mean, Stuttgart is kind of far out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit off.
When I lived there, I started going to the games, as simple as that. And
And who were their main players that time? Were they had the
couple of fillers in belly high?
Two Kerry head fillers.
There's 786 people at it.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home. Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Now you're welcome back to Terrace Talk, our Christmas quiz, where we're trying to figure out whether our pundits are senior championship or junior B, and somewhere in between.
Novice. Maybe. They're novice.
There's a couple of novice, all right. Before the break, of course, it was all Jay, and we looked back at the season, and we looked at attendances, and we looked at the All-Stars and the whole, and we asked a few questions in between. Richard and Liam are out ahead, 12 points to 10, but that's all going to change now, because we have on to the Kerry ladies section of the quiz, and of course, winning the All-Ireland for the first time in 31 years, and I suppose the highlight, I suppose, for me was during the summer when the cup came home and the glee was absolutely packed. Full and the heat was up and the amount of kids
were inside the cooker that night, absolutely
melting away, and it was great, and it was just, I suppose, great fun, and again, much like Clonmara said at the end of their line and their journey, it was fantastic to see the girls get over the line and win. Now what we're going to do is we're going to change it up, so rather than writing down for a while, we'll go over and back and we'll ask a question. They're all from kind of lists, and I want a couple of names. Here we go. For every name you get, you'll get a point. So the Kerry ladies team played 9 games this year. 9 games. One team they played twice, okay? Sorry, they played 2 teams twice, actually. And you can name them. But name the teams they played along the way to win the final, and I'll start with John and James. Just give me one name.
Meath.
Meath, well done. They did. They beat him in Austin Stack Park, 16 points to 8.
Cork, 2 times.
Cork, 2 times. And he gets his bonus point, which is 2 times. Yeah, good stuff. they beat him, of course, in the Munster final.
Hang on now.
No, you're okay. John Kennedy.
Waterford.
Waterford. And another double bonus for them. That's 2 times.
Well, yeah.
Right. They played them actually over in Cordell, believe it or not. Yeah. And they beat them 1-8 to 1-7 over in Cordell. A much changed Kerry team that day. A lot of players getting debuts. And of course, they beat them as well in the championship, which starred with one very easy one, obviously. Who's translating?
Come on, pass it on. Pass it on.
And try Galway.
Galway, yeah. he was holding back.
Keeping your suspenders.
Back over.
Armagh,
well done, John Kennedy. Yeah, they beat him below in Tullamore. Niamh Cahir scored a fantastic goal that evening. They won 1-8 to 7 points. Possibly the most crucial score, I think, in the whole championship.
There's one left, is there?
Tipperary. You weren't going to get it. I knew I'd see his face.
We might take that point now. It was our turn.
He's qualified.
There is still one left.
Kevin.
Kevin, good guess, wrong.
No, they played.
Can you get it? Can you get it for 9 out of 9? This would be fairly impressive.
Donegal, that's right. I knew it was an Ireland.
Fair play. Yeah, absolutely. We'll add them up in a second. And just to go through, of course, they beat Tipperary in their first game. They beat Cork, of course, above in Brosna, of all places, as well. Fantastic club up there. Great hosts for Kerry J over the years. Cordell hosted the next game. Then they went to Mallow. They beat Cork in the final. Then, I suppose, their own Robin started, in a sense, in the group stages. They went to Ballybuffet. 9 points to 1-6. Tough game above in Donegal. The only game they didn't win this year in the championship. They came back then to beat Waterford and Fitzgerald Stadium. They went back to Ossistack Park to beat Meath. Then they beat Armagh in the quarterfinal, in the semi-final, and then in the final, of course, they beat Galway. John Kennedy, strange enough to think that you can win an All Ireland Championship and play 5 games in Kerry.
Yeah, it is, Donal. I suppose it's a look at the draw, look, and sometimes it goes for you. And you know, when you win in All Ireland, or to win any competition, particularly in All Ireland, you need the breaks. And you know, I think the game up in Ballybuffet, they probably didn't more from that. in tough conditions.
Total defensive. Got the draw.
You know, and they kicked on from there. Look, and but the home advantage, of course, is the travelling,
huge thing.
Yeah. The travelling aspect and all that. Look, it's a big advantage, and the home following. But look, semi final and final, there was no question about it, and particularly in the final, they held their best performance for the final.
Yeah, 5 points to 4 there for James and John over Richter. They're gaining, but they didn't catch you by much. Yeah, Richard's getting him off the mark. The next one you'll get for sure. 27 different players played for Kerry this year in the championship, which is fantastic to think that you can play 27 players all at some stage or other on the field of play. And we're going to go over and back the table. I'm going to ask you for a player that played just one of those 29 or 27. It'll get tougher, obviously, towards the end. If you get one wrong, you're froze out. That's the end of you. Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you won't get froze out fairly quickly.
Can I go first, sir?
Leave James go first, seeing that he's the nearest.
We've got our neighbours off the road, Niamh County.
Well, you took an easy one, didn't you? Yeah, Niamh played 7 times.
We'll go Schieffer or Shea.
Oh, to South Kerry, yeah. Schieffer had a couple of appearances as a sub 2 times on as well.
Kieran Murphy.
Kieran Murphy, yep, who is now the Munster Player of the Year.
I've got Niamh Conacher.
Niamh Conacher, yeah, of course, they gave that one away. Of course, she's the one that scored the goal back there from West Kerry.
And we'll go close to Liam, Cott Lynch.
Cott Lynch, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Of course, he wouldn't name the Desmond's one.
and when you go with Cott, we'll go with our first cousin.
Very good.
Go Lynch.
On. What?
Liam Lynch. I'm not Elliot, the mother's cosmos.
Freeze him out! Freeze him out! God, he's gone! Restart his left! Yes!
Restart, you have to pull it out.
Kelly Cronin.
No, hold on a second. I was poor Eilish.
Eilish, I knew it was Eilish. I was Eilish.
Freeze him out. James McCarthy pulls the thing. And you gave me?
Cronin.
Yeah, Kelly Cronin.
Kelly Cronin.
You better. That's true, by the way.
No, he's okay.
I'm okay.
Stay safe here now from morning because you're on your own. So you have two goals.
Kelly McCarthy.
Kieran McCarthy. Oh my God, just down the road.
Down the road, neighbour.
Yeah.
Butler.
Yes, very good. Kira Butler in goal. She played 7 times.
Louise, I suppose.
Louise. Oh, you're going for the easy road now, yeah.
Delane,
yeah. James, you don't have to tell him at all. Aoife Delane, Asta Sex, scored a great goal in the final.
Was it Mary O'Connell?
Yes, absolutely. Father from Carsevine. Troy, good evening there.
Deirdre Carney.
Deirdre Kearney, Nagale, very good.
Lorraine Scanlon.
God, I'm with you, lads. You really are fans, are you?
And the guard, Aisling O'Connell.
Aisling O'Connell, yeah, absolutely. Saw her last night in Killarney, working away. Fantastic player, 2-time All-Star as well, actually.
Anna Galvin, I suppose.
Anna Galvin, so yes. Kerry, yeah, absolutely. Winning an All-Star this year as well.
Hannah O'Donoghue.
Hannah O'Donoghue, yeah.
Am I still frozen out here?
You're not frozen for me. Fianna Tegney.
She
in there at some stage?
I'd say he's gone.
She did
play this year. She did that.
No, I'm not sure. Hold on, no.
No, she definitely. I wouldn't lie about my black belly.
No, she is, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Emma Dineen.
Emma Dineen, yeah, absolutely. She's amazing. Oh, we forgot Emma with all the goals she got.
Have we got any starters at the minute now? Just for a hint.
Come on, James, you're easy.
You have a very obvious starter that you forgot about, and you were all talking about her there about an hour ago.
At the very start.
O'Leary, what's her first name?
You were unsure, John.
John,
what's the difference between Eilish and
he never said the first name. We say one name each.
Right, a couple more, quick ones. We done Mary O'Connell.
The two of them gone. That's the two of them gone.
Anna Galvin.
Right.
Well, that's gone as well.
Gone. Back over here. You're the only call her lift.
Have we mentioned Lauren O'Scanlan?
Yeah, she's in, yeah.
Yeah. You're finished now, lads. We won't talk to you for the rest of the evening.
Starters, is there an obvious starter?
John Shady, come on, be very careful.
Am I looking at my book now, John? No, they're gone.
They're gone? That's it, no.
A runner from Kinmare. That's the clue.
David Clifford.
Used to come on midfield, great young player. Yeah. Her mother was a fantastic runner. He's, I suppose, still a fantastic runner. Oh, lads.
Ball burst, they're gone.
Ball burst.
Two of them are gone.
You forgot Katie Braston from Fireys. great player. Amy Harrington was the one with the famous. You should have known.
She came on from Niamh Carmody in the final.
Ciara O'Brien, of course, Lone Rangers. Kate Sullivan, Dingle. Jaden Lucy, Roisin Rahilly, Belly Mack, and Roisin Smith back there from Cremon or Ziglin Bay as well. And they were all in it. To be fair, guys, it wasn't bad. You got a good few of them. So, seeing that you know them all now at this stage, the final question this round is right down, back to the books, guys. Back down, right? The seven All Stars we got.
Ah, sure, that's easy.
Kerry Lady, seven All Stars.
Yeah.
We probably named them all. 2024 All Stars.
Yeah. Now you have them there, sure.
Oh, yeah, they're all there.
We got seven. James McCarthy's playing. Liam, give us the seven. I said the boys will probably know them as well.
Ciara Butler.
Ciara Butler in goal, yeah.
Yeah, our full back who we're missing going off to Australia. Ashley O'Connell.
Ashley O'Connor.
Anna Galvin,
one midfield.
Niamh Carmody picked up her third.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
Daniel O'Leary.
Yeah.
And Louise picked up her fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We concur.
We'll add those up and up after a break.
It'll be easy, add them up now.
Kerry FC.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
So 27-25, James and John are gone ahead of Richard and Liam. Bad performance there by the latest pundit. Beaten 12-9 by
and fairness, though, you froze me over there.
And I couldn't read Liam's writing.
Liam couldn't write it fast enough. This round, of course, will suit because we're going back to hurling. And before we start the hurling round, we're going to have three different sets of questions. We're going to ask you about the Joe McDonald Championship, obviously. We're going to ask you about the players that played for Kerry in it, and we're going to go ask you a little bit about the Hurling Championship as well. I think the Hurling Championship, the club Hurling Championship, is flying in Kerry at the moment. First question, guys, over and back, and I'll start with you, Richard. Name a team that Kerry played in the Joe McDonald Championship.
Leash.
They surely did. Lost to Leash, of course. How well do you remember the one they lost now rather than the rest of them? James?
Westmeath.
They won
that one.
They won the very first one. Back Offaly. Over. Awfully, yeah, absolutely. Lost again. Do you only remember the losing ones?
Yes.
All right.
Down.
Beat down.
Westmeath.
What? Got that already?
Oh, he had that already. He froze out. Go on, your go.
Nope.
It's not Meath. John Kennedy, it's not Meath, it's the other one.
It's Meath.
Meath also, I said.
They're playing the men now rather than the ball. Pure Kilmiley fellas. Right, Kerry senior hurlers who played in the Joe McDonagh Championship, there was 23 of them, including substitutes, okay? So they're either starters or they're substitutes, and we'll go over and back and we'll see how you get on in this one. And because I started with James in the ladies, we'll start with Richard in the hurling. So give us one.
We will go with Shane Conway.
Easy.
You will go with Shane Conway. I don't think Shane Conway played in the Joe McDonald Championship.
He played the league.
Froze it out.
So that's the whole team gone. The whole team is gone.
He came on, did he? No, not the championship.
He's injured. He was out for a lot of it.
No.
He played the county championship.
I think tear up the newspaper.
Right, let's go. Give me one.
Kyle Connor. Michael Lee.
We have to go back to Liam. Liam, stop.
You were doing the same thing.
Stop the bellhag for the
Kyle Connor, yes, give us one.
I love the way he sits back in the seat.
Yeah, you can help out.
You can freeze me out.
An Arthurt footballer.
Maxie.
No. Well, yes, we'll give it to you. Finale Maxie, yeah, we'll give him that.
Griffin.
Yeah.
Di Griffin.
Yeah, you took the easy one off him, James. Come on, Liam.
Evan Murphy.
Who'd you have?
Evan Murphy,
yes, absolutely.
Massey Connor,
yeah.
Flora McCarthy,
4-2, keep going.
Dan Goggins.
5-2.
Louis D.
6-2. Come on, lads, you better answer something.
Eric Lean,
yes, 7-2.
We have, who do I have there?
Flora McCarthy.
Yeah, we have Flora.
Yeah, 7-2.
What's do I have there?
John Kennedy, go back to Glenn Flesk.
Oh, it's Crowley.
Luke Crowley.
Luke Crowley. Fact, yeah.
starting talk away, we're all right.
Colin Walsh.
Yes, 9-2. Liam Brosnan, I'll make it easy for you. A Crokes player.
Dermot Quirk.
No.
No, he's got out.
Oh, he's gone.
Dermot Quirk.
He's gone. Didn't play the championship. No, you're gone.
Cut him a
hand. No, stop. No. Crokes player. So down to the two footballers. Figure out what's left in the 9-2. A Crokes player. You're talking about him the whole time. A forward. Scored a great point.
Tom Doyle.
Tom Doyle. 9-3. Yeah, absolutely. There we go.
Kevin Dooley.
Yes. 10-3. Come on, Liam.
My hurling partner here and writing too quick.
Another footballer. BB are his initials.
Brendan Barrett.
Well done. 10-4. Yeah.
Fionnán Sullivan from Kilmare.
Not this year. So that's he totally.
Oh, we're all right now.
10-4. You need to find a couple more fairly quickly. Think of a few Belly Hike fellas, maybe.
He might be on that. Colin and McLean are gone.
Yeah.
Shame me, pulling.
How about fellas that are outside the county? We had Louis D, but there was another guy.
There was. Up front.
Yeah.
Forward.
Are these the hurling pundits, these fellas?
Okay.
It's not a fox, but it's a.
A rabbit.
A wolf.
Well, David Wolf.
Yes, David Wolf. Well done. We'll give it to you. 10-5.
Pet fox.
Christ, this.
Ledger falling.
Clubs.
I'm not going to give you those clues.
Bella Fled's very slight on the ground.
A guy who has, very good, John Kennedy.
John pulled it out of the bag. No offense to.
Here's another football-y one. He's got a famous priest uncle who used to play football at St. Sennans.
Keen.
Done, yeah.
Keen,
of course, yeah. 11-6. Now we're getting someplace. A Belly Mac man.
Tomás O'Connor.
Well done, 11-7. Now we're getting closer. And I can't give you much clues for the rest of the fellas because I can't give a clue. There was a guy that played. It wasn't Dan Carney. He came on as a sub.
Derek Carney.
Yeah, absolutely. 11-8. Good stuff. Right, last questions on that. We give that to James over Richard. 11-8. Not bad. Not bad.
11-8.
Yeah. Well, you're frozen now. We were kidding.
He fell at the first hurdle. Right, something that he should be better at. Hopefully, with fingers crossed. I want the 10 leading scorers in the Senior Hurling Championship.
Michael O'Leary.
Michael O'Leary, number one, absolutely, Richard.
Podge Boyle.
Podge Boyle, yeah, James. He came in at fifth.
Philip
was second, yeah.
Ronan Walsh.
Ronan Walsh was third, yeah.
You'd have Oisín Mansell.
Oisín Mansell just about sneaked in at nine, yeah. Just be careful now, because if you get eliminated, you could go.
Golden.
Yes, what'd you say?
Mr. Goulding.
Jack Goulding. Jack Goulding. Fantastic, yeah. He's number 10, so now we're moving up.
You'd have
Liam's favourite club, the only club Liam ever talks about.
Curra. We had great hurlers in Curra.
Liam's other favourite club
Shane.
That he's a member of. Mm. He loves supporting every night for the last 4 weeks. John Kennedy, remember you were saying you were getting tired of him listening to
Crokes.
Yes.
Heffernan. Mac
Heffernan. Yeah, good Heffernan. Stuff. Yeah, he's the clue.
Thanks, Liam.
I hope Crokes sent me a bit of free gear.
St. Brendan's have a guy in there.
Fionnán Egan.
Well done, yeah.
Last one is.
There's two left.
Oh.
My BB initials.
Brendan Barrett.
Yes.
Yeah, cause his reputation.
Yeah. There. He's there. And there's one that you forgot about. Not like you.
Crotta.
Shane Owen.
I said that earlier.
Good stuff. Now, next question. Two players hit 18 points in the championship. We're about the footballers not being able to score. So two players came off the field having an aggregate score of 18
Hodge
points.
Hodge Boyle and Ronan Walsh.
Hodge Boyle and?
Ronan Walsh.
Hodge Boyle and?
Michael O'Leary.
Hodge Boyle and?
Philip Lucas.
Philip Lewis, yeah. Philip Lewis has scored 115 against Crotta. Yeah, so some scoring.
That's fair, book. That's fair, yeah.
Some clipping. And Podgeboy scored
212 against Kilmaine, I think.
212. Do you remember everyone he scored? Yeah.
Painfully, yes, I do.
It was a great championship for for Abbey Dorney, we fired that question earlier, but you were parking the car around the back. Last year Crotta, this year Abbey Dorney. Things are changing as well.
They did come out of nowhere. I was listening on the way in. They did come out of nowhere. They did. You can throw an Abbey Dorney name, or you can throw a Crotta name, you can throw a Parnell's name in any year you want. Are you being serious? You're not. We always look at the top four.
You did say at the start of the year they weren't eating from the top table.
No, I said that. They taught themselves. Ask any Abbey Dorney fans, they were being honest. Did they think at the start of the year they'll win the championship? They would have said, we need a lot of luck to win it.
But you're only talking to your first cousin, aren't you?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
He's the chairman.
If I was to honestly ask him at the start of the year, he'd say, look, we've got a good run in it, win a few games and see how far we get. But as for winning it, you've got to know how to win championships. You've got to know. And like, you need luck, like John said, you need luck. And like, the way they turn out the best team in championship, most consistent, carried it through, could have done maybe against Cashel, could nearly got over the line there too with a bit more luck. I know Cashel afterwards got a good trimming blow by the boys below Cork, but do you know, they were still were the best team in Kerry this year. They still were. Mm-hmm. That was all you had to be. You've got to beat what's in front of you, and that's it.
The structure of the championship, there's a lot of games played. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, there's a lot of dead rubber games, the whole lot, but it is producing a good championship when it gets to semi-final and final. Do you know,
too condensed though.
Is it?
Look at this, Richard mentioned it earlier, like Belhaig were the biggest victims of it this year. The six-day turnaround only. It wasn't even a week. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible. And then give us 3 months off when you were just, everybody only got 3 months off. Jesus Christ.
It's crazy stuff.
That's terrible stuff. Crazy. Terrible. And like Cork, the Cashel boys were 2 weeks out only. Were the 2 weeks from their championship, the first round, even the Bison Watford, like they were 2 weeks out of their championship, straight out of their championship. Give them a week to celebrate and a week then to get going again. Yeah. You're
back
not,
in again. Like
you have to get up to championship pace after
can't.
That length of time.
To drop it and bring it back up. That's
you can't.
Premiership players try. Ask the Premiership players to stay out of soccer for take 3 months off and come back and be razor bang first day out again. Not a hope, and it's very unfair.
Right, now, road closure R561 Castlemaine to fire is in the town end of Ballybrack, and the diversions are still in place and they'll be there for a couple of hours due to a fallen pole on the road. So if you're over there, Castlemaine to fire is, it's the R561, and of course Ballybrack is the town end. We will take a break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
There you go, the boys are googling away now. For the next thing. 44-39 after the hurling round. James and John are jaunting ahead at this stage. Now, the other team, of course, that we're following during the year as well is Kerry FC. I suppose in many ways kind of getting their grounding, second season in the First Division as well here in the League of Ireland. So, first question for you. And this time you can start writing it down. Whoever's the closest will do it. Kerry FC played 36 games this season in the league, and we're just talking the league for the moment. How many points did they end up with? That's the first part of the question. And how many wins did they record in those 36 games? So you're going to give me two numbers. You're going to give me a number of the amount of points they had and a number for the amount of wins they had, and whoever's the nearest will get as close to it as possible. So, second season now, the number of points. I remember last year they racing on 9 points and then got their 10th on it. Much, much better this year, much, much more improved. A lot of games were good this year too. They went on a winning streak or unbeaten run for 5 games as well. Maybe fell off the pace maybe at the back end of the season, but by standards it was a much improved season. So, how many points, James? What are we going with?
38.
38 over here.
Oh, Jesus. I'd say about 17.
I'd say Ivan Hurley get promoted if it was 38 points. Would you, Ivan? Yeah.
38 points.
So it's not 38 points. What do you say?
We had between 15 and 17.
Okay. It's close enough. I think James is going to win this one again because it's actually 27.
Yeah.
Just
15.
He's just lucky, like.
knowledge we have in all the sports.
How many wins had they?
Four wins.
Six.
Ah, oh, lads, you can't do that to me. They had 5 wins.
Well, he only said 6 because it was close to me. If I left Tingo first, he probably said about 12 wins.
5 wins. We'll give you a point each for that. And of course, James mopped up the other one. Right, next one you'll get surely. Name the club's highest league scorer. And how many goals has he scored over 2 seasons?
Ryan Kelleher.
So yeah, but I need two answers. So I need a name. You all know it's Ryan Keller, so we'll give that one. But how many goals has he scored in the league over two seasons? It's very impressive, actually. Very impressive.
We're saying 24, 25, Don. 25, so we've got 25.
25? No, we're 28.
28. It's 31.
Good scoring.
Good scoring. But he had a good season,
He had a massive season.
Yeah.
The next one is an easy enough one. The Kerry FC goalkeeper, Antonio Tuta, is of what nationality?
Oh, he's getting... He's
what nationality? Liam.
I know.
Not from Pelly Hogan, no.
Slovenian, is it?
Slovenian, is that your guess? Go on, James.
He's not Polish.
Well, no, I answer the question. You tell me what you think.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Neil, let's go.
No, I'm not going to throw a guess at that.
Slovenia is close, but no cigar. It's Croatia.
Croatia.
Yeah, absolutely Croatian. Okay, so
I get a point for an attempt. No. He didn't attempt it.
No, the next one you should get. You should both get this. So write this down, okay? Don't tell me and show me at the same time. Name the former Kerry FC captain who won man of the match in this year's O'Donoghue Cup final. And how many goals did he score in the O'Donoghue Cup final? We'll give Liam a back door into it. Two and a half Kerry boys will be last in this, surely. What do you reckon, Liam? Easy?
I have it.
You have it?
I have it, bye.
Right,
go to the boys now first.
Go to the boys first. John Kennedy, come on, what have you?
I'm last in this one.
Yeah, you're last. Are you both lost?
Let me, John.
Oh, that's 2 points gone a big in. Liam Brosson, tell us.
McKean and 3 goals.
Yeah, you said he actually
McKean,
said it.
Yeah.
You did say it.
McKean and?
2 goals.
Oh, very lucky. Hit the crossbar. 2 goals, absolutely. Yeah. We'll give you 2 separate points for that. You can gain up a small bit on that. Now, the next question. Kerry FC were beaten 2-1 in the Munster Cup final. Okay, we had it live here on Terrace Talk back in June. It's amazing how long ago it was. But what teams did Kerry FC defeat to get to the final? And to give you a clue, they defeated 3 other clubs to get to the final. And they're all Munster, of course.
Yeah.
So what 3 clubs?
You said Co first.
Yeah. I would write them down.
Oh,
first,
sorry. I thought you were going back and forth again.
Oh, giving me a start.
Is that a point anyway?
No. Three clubs. Right, over here to the boys. Give me your 3 clubs.
Cove and Treaty are 2 teams we wrote down.
We have Cove and Treaty as well, yeah.
You vote Cove and Treaty. Yeah, that's not bad. 2 out of 3 got right. But who was the first crowd they beat? 1-0.
They were a non-league team from Cork, weren't they?
Yeah. I'll give you a guess. It begins with A.
Avondale.
Oh, good man, John.
Oh, that's a point. Oh, it's fantastic.
That's a good one, John.
I think that's worth 2 points. It's so good.
It's the worst one they got.
Yeah.
Now, next one. This is where we go over and back. The Kerry FC players in the 2024 season.
Jesus.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, wait a phone, John.
I'm not going to ask you to name all of them, okay? I'm going to make it a little bit even harder, okay? Name the top 10 appearances. So players who made the most appearances. I will start with...
You'll start with our goalkeeper, that Richard. He mentioned. Tuta.
That's one. Over to you guys.
Ryan Keller,
very easy one.
I'm going to go with Ronan Tehan.
And you'd be absolutely right to back the Renard man, sorry. Belly Duff is your clue.
Now you go with another one.
Huh?
I meet you.
No, just outside it. Here's another one. His name is Captain America.
Steve Rogers.
Maybe.
Steve Rogers. No. A country next to France.
Holland.
he's playing in the Premiership.
Kean Brosnan.
What about Hennepin?
Didn't know he wasn't in the top 10. He did play all right.
Yeah.
Come on, a fella from Ballyduff.
Okui, what's Okui? What did I call it?
Daniel Okui. We'll give him
Kucha,
that.
Kucha, yeah. Ivan's there, he said he'd give me that, yeah.
3-1. Hi, come here. Mary O'Connell. Do I have to write all everything for them?
Thank you. Thank you.
O'Connell, but we're trying Sean O'Connell.
Yes, good stuff,
Sean O'Connell.
Sean O'Connell, yeah, that's Nagel, of course. Well, lads, come on. the Belly Duff one. You have to get the Belly Duff one. He's the second highest goal scorer. He's played nearly every game there ever was. He probably played hurling as well. First name, Sean. Sean McGrath.
Yeah.
I wish there's no point saying it after. The clue with France. Country next to France.
Spaniel.
Yes. What's the country next
Spain.
To France?
Spain.
Yeah. Andy Spain? Yeah. Do you ever hear that? Oh my God, that's bad. Eton Costa was the American and Nathan Gleeson was the other one. I'd say they'd need a new communications officer.
The signal was very bad.
3-2. I'm afraid to ask any more questions. We just move on.
Let's flash forward.
Let's ask you questions about teams you support in the Premier League. Now, before we went to break, Liam and John said Liverpool.
Yeah.
You're all happy with Liverpool, yeah.
Oh, God.
I have to get rid of the Man United ones because we don't have a Man United one.
Man United.
And Chelsea here, isn't it?
And it's Chelsea. So Stuttgart are going to throw themselves in with Chelsea. Right. You're going to enjoy this one, to be fair. It's a list game again, okay? I am looking for all the Liverpool captains.
Oh, my God.
Captains, okay, from 1960. I'm going to start with the first one, Dick White. Okay? And then there was a guy there for 10 years, John Kennedy, and you should. Preach yourself out before he was, okay? John Kennedy knows the earlier ones.
Okay.
Do the older ones, okay? And I'll give you the next one, to be fair, okay? I'll bring you into the 70s. Ron Yates was the next man up, okay? So Ron Yates then and Dick White brings you out. Okay, you 2 seconds. Don't go flying mad at me at the moment, okay? So we're up to 1970, so you'd be thinking away there. Now, I was going to ask you about the Chelsea captains, right? When I went reading through, like, Dennis Wise was there forever and
John Terry
was there forever, so you wouldn't have enough of them at all. But the one thing that you do love changing,
managers.
Can you remember managers? So what I'll do is I'll go to break, you can be thinking about it, and when we come back you answer the Chelsea managers, and I'm looking for Liverpool captains after this. We'll go to break.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.
So now on to the final round. I think it's nearly all over. All you have to do is just stay ahead.
Better form.
Really easier. Now, Liverpool versus Chelsea. Obviously, a lot of us are big fans here, of course. I'm Man United, of course, and nobody can answer those questions. Great win, of course. 1-2-1. Fantastic.
Oh, brilliant.
We're on the way. We're on the way. Helping Liverpool, of course.
You've never done good for us, but for once, you're actually useful.
We're holding them back. Right, so we were going to ask the Liverpool boys, the Liverpool captain. Okay,
We've at least ten.
I don't need a whole lot of them because I'm going to ask you for 10. So give me 10 in a second.
We give 10. We rock.
And poor old Liam is thinking about Chelsea managers.
There's an awful list of them there, don't you?
And of course, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to ask Liam when he does give me all the managers.
Yeah. Out of his phone.
What year?
What did they win?
Winning managers or were they
losers?
Right. So give us Liverpool captains, guys.
We got to go.
I want 10.
Just random.
Can you actually work backwards?
No, we'll just give a random.
Go on, work backwards.
Alan Hansen, Phil Neal.
Oh, hold the horses.
Phil Thompson.
You're all over the place.
Emlyn
Alan
Hughes,
Hansen, okay.
Phil Thompson. Emlyn Hughes, Graeme Souness, Ronnie Whelan, Mark Wright, John Barnes. We had, how many is that? 1, 2,
Did you say Mark Wright?
Yeah.
Well done.
Paul Ince
was captain.
We had Jordan Henderson.
Yes.
Gerard, of course, was captain, but he did 1-0.
Gerard, of note.
He was there a long time.
Jamie Redknapp was captain.
The crater.
Wait, you're really flying out things. Go back and fill a couple.
And Roger Hunt is not there.
No, fill a couple of deities fellas for me. An Irish fella.
Ronnie Whelan.
That was Ronnie Whelan.
Well done. Yeah. How many times was Ronnie captain?
Good question. Oh,
he was there for 2 or 3 seasons, I'd say.
Yeah, he was kind of funny because he was the captain in 1988-89. Then he went missing. Mm-hmm. You drop him a lot. Hansen came in. Mm-hmm. He gave him 1 year of it. And then they went back to Ronnie. Then on to Mark Bright. Then John Barnes. A guy you should know then after John Barnes. He was scoring goals for...
Rushy.
Ian Rush, absolutely. Yeah. After Rush came...
Barnes again.
John Barnes. Mm-hmm. Then you went to Paul Ince. Then you went to...
John Henderson.
No, you went, really, you went really downhill then.
Oh, didn't we? Oh, we down to... What, it wasn't Scales or Hoopia.
No,
Hoopia was captain.
Yeah, he was captain. Yeah, before Hoopia.
Not Paul Stewart.
No, one of your kind of
real harmless fellas.
Jamie something.
Jamie Redknapp. I said harmless.
He was a great captain. Did you mention Phil Neal at the start?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Super. John Kennedy, 1970-73. Tommy something.
Tommy Smith, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know your Liverpool guys. I'll give you 10 points for that.
Yeah.
All the easy ones.
Can we have the boys?
You can help us here.
Right.
We're taking the cup and we're leaving. We're going home.
Right, Chelsea managers. Don't fly in now. You know, as many as you can, Liam.
Right, we'll name what the famous of them all. I suppose it's Tommy Doherty.
Tommy Doherty, yes.
Yeah, and we'll start in with the kind of the newer brigade. You had Ancelotti.
Yes.
You had Conte.
Yes.
You had Mourinho.
Yes.
Twice.
He was good.
You had Matteo.
Yes.
Won the Champions League.
Yeah. Evren Grant.
Yes.
Lampard.
Very good, Frank.
Benitez.
Yes.
Liverpool boys won't like that. Slaria, the big Brazilian man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Villas-Boas.
Yes. The man with a nice coat.
Yeah. Of course, Ruud Gullit.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor old Thomas Tuchel.
Glenn Hoddle.
Nice coat.
Yeah. Thomas Tuchel. Glenn Hoddle there as well. Yeah.
So he was, yeah.
Yeah.
When they were tourists around.
Hiddink.
Yes, Gus.
Gus Hiddink.
Yeah.
How long did Gus stay with you?
Not too long.
Gus arrived in February.
He was gone again, was it 3 months?
He was gone in May.
Yeah.
And what did he do for you?
Zero.
He won the FA Cup, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he won the FA Cup and they got rid of him. Can you imagine that, like?
They got rid of Di Matteo too when he won the Champions League.
Yeah.
They're a good club. Chelsea do that. They can't be plenty
of money. We're coming now, Ian.
They're in the long grass again now, look. They are coming with their biggest danger.
Yeah. Yeah. I had an Arsenal man in charge of you for a while. In 2000. And when I mean a while, I mean very small while.
An Arsenal man, former player.
Graham Ricks.
Oh, and of course, you had Potter as well.
Yes,
Graham Potter.
You had Potter.
Yeah.
Did you say Gianluca Vialli?
Gianluca Vialli, isn't it a fellow there?
Did Dennis Wise manage him at any stage?
No.
No, he was the captain.
He was captain.
He had Ray Wilkins for a small bit as well.
Ray Wilkins.
He had a lot of managers for a small bit, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's what happens when we're a successful club.
Yeah.
We couldn't name all them, John.
No.
Of course, there was a lot of money flying around the early stages.
The other manager that was there for about 2 days, Bruno. He was there in April 23. He got him. Bruno Saltor.
Never heard of him.
Here we go.
Jeez.
Yeah, the average length of...
You'd want to be good to Holland to Chelsea job.
Absolutely.
Shamrock Rovers might put us to the sword next week.
What about a big English captain?
Terry?
Lampard? Terry?
No, better than him. I would have said better than him anyway.
Oh, big English captain?
Yeah.
That managed Chelsea, is it?
Yeah. For 3 years.
Glenn Hoddle.
Glenn Hoddle, yeah.
Yeah.
He was there as well. Yeah, not bad. Fair play.
You got 20 points there at least. Anyway.
You're banking up like Tesco Club there. Right. Where we'll separate you. Champions League at the moment, okay? We're all watching it. Chelsea, of course, you're not in it, unfortunately. lucky for your teammate, Stuttgart are in it. So what you need to do for me is name the six teams that Stuttgart have played, and Liverpool need to name the six teams that ye have played. And it's a funny system this year. I mean,
three.
It's not that you played them home and away, you're playing them all over the place.
And
Richard Stuttgart, yeah. Mm. God, a lot of work went into this one, Richard.
I hope I get it now.
Well, we'll do a short one, only.
Yeah.
Short one isn't too bad.
And you could say they played Real twice.
Tell them another one.
Home the way.
Played a couple of big teams, actually.
Yeah, big teams, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, Liverpool boys, you're up first. Tell me who you played.
Madrid, Girona.
Whoa, hold the horses. Madrid, yeah. Did you win or lose that?
We won that.
What score?
2-1.
2-0,
sorry.
Okay.
Oh, he froze out.
Girona. How's the score there?
1-0.
We didn't lose any game this year.
Actually, won every game. We're on record now. We actually won every game. 18 points.
Get all the rest of the finish.
18 points.
What's the play?
We had Eindhoven. Did we say that? Just sign Eindhoven?
Oh, they haven't played Eindhoven. You're froze out with 2 points. Oh my God, lads.
Oh, we're back here in a week.
Real Liverpool fans, really cocky about things, aren't they? How shall
we know the 6 points, we just forget about them.
So now you're out. So now, the most unlikeliest hero of all is Richter and Stuttgart.
Step up for start.
We have Young Boys gespielt and we beat Young Boys.
5-1.
Yeah, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. He lost 3-1.
Was 3-1 that one. Juventus.
Yes. 3 points now, they're beating
Bayern Munich.
No, steady up now a second, I'll help you out here. Another Italian team.
Hang on, Bayern Munich, that's a freeze out.
No,
I didn't hear that.
Come on.
Another team that Liverpool draw got a bit of a dusting off of there.
Why didn't we beat them?
No, another team.
We got no dusting.
Juventus.
Last year. Atlanta.
We said Juventus.
Atlanta
did beat us, yeah.
Yes, Atlanta. Sorry, James. Atlanta, what?
They'd be 3-0, 2-0. Yeah. 3-0.
That's a bit of a dusting in South Kerry terms.
Yeah, yeah, and Anfield as well.
And the last one escapes me.
I'll give you a clue. The film 300.
Spartans. Sparta Prague.
Sparta Prague.
Thank you, James. 6 anyway for Jen.
Wunderbar.
6-2. We'll give you a chance to redeem yourselves, Liverpool. Can you name them? Where else did you play in the Champions League?
Okay, AC Milan, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, first game, 3-1, good win.
Yeah, we were...
This is real Liverpool fans now, Liam, do you know?
Hey, no, Bologna.
Well done, yeah, they beat him 2-0, yeah, Bologna FC 1909. And who else did they play?
Trying to get the last team, was the Spanish team.
RB?
Leipzig.
Yes, and then they went on and beat Lever.
Kuzin,
yeah.
Six. You're gone, lads. I tell you, you're 5-8 supporters.
5-day supporters.
We'll have to pass them out.
When I'm out on Shane Conway and I get Stuttgart, I get my league.
We'll have you back next year for
my league and my
Bundesliga. Listen, guys, well done. Congratulations. This year's winners and a score of 63-61.
We
John Kennedy.
We were only down 4 and we got about 20 there.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the cup you were given last year? Give it back.
Supposed to bring back the cup.
It's pure not really.
30 seconds or less. Give me a prediction for next year, James McCarthy, that he'll be sitting here next year and saying, really, wow.
Oh, next year.
Any sport at all?
Kerry to win All Ireland and Limerick to come back and win the hurling All Ireland. Kerry to win the football, Limerick to win the hurling. Soccer, Liverpool to win the league. And the Champions League will be won by not United.
James, we only went to one prediction.
That's just it.
Right, John Kennedy, 3-4 quick predictions.
Yeah, I'd go with him with the hurling. I think Limerick, there's a kick in Limerick. I think they'll be back again, do you know.
Right.
They're hurting. The football is going to be interesting. I don't think Kerry will do it, being honest with you.
Put a name on it.
I think, you know, a dark horse could be Donegal.
Donegal, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Liam?
No, I think... with the new rules and with the bit of pressure that's going to be on us, I think Kerry are going to give it a right kick this year.
Right.
The hurling, I agree. Limerick and the hurling. And I think Chelsea are going to win the league next year.
Chelsea are going to win the league.
Next year. And not this year. We'll win it next year. We're building.
Not this season, so okay.
So that's we'll 2 years' time, yeah.
That's okay. Give it to him.
Right.
Kerry to win Division 2 on the hurling, with the help of God. And I think the Kerry footballers, with the new system, I think they can do it. I think that's
Stuttgart
to carry on the 21 hurling championship.
who's going to win the county hurling championship?
If we get more of a turnaround and more of a rest, Ballyhigh.
If Crotty get all their players back, Crotty are still there.
Crotty
get all their players back.
Yeah. Who's going to win the football?
I think East Kerry are going to be there again.
Who's going to win the football?
Yeah, Crokes had their year, I think, and East Kerry they'll
after a break. Yeah,
yeah.
So you think East Kerry are going to take Crokes next year?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you did only get, I don't know how many. How about Kerry ladies? Tough year from maybe.
It's going to be very difficult. You know, a number of players have moved on, and you know, and everything went well this year. Always difficult to get back to back. And there's a question mark about a few of the, you know, the more experienced players. And we'll need those going well.
But I think the main thing is that the standards are kept high.
Yeah.
And they keep building.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like ourselves.
Like ourselves. Yeah. Question mark over that.
Higher score this year than last year. Way better score.
Yeah, yeah, better performance. Listen, guys, thanks very much. Very happy Christmas to you. It's great what you do throughout the year. It's amazing how many times we actually see through the year. John Kennedy, Liam Brosnan on the football, James McCarthy and Rich Dowd, of course, on the hurling as well. And of course, we talk ladies football with Dan Kearney throughout the year. We talk Kerry FC with Mr. Kearney as well. Ivan has been a huge support all throughout the year, apart from the time that he went in about 9 months, 20 months there.
Yeah, he's entitled to that.
He's another 14 games he plays as Liverpool. But one man who's here all the time is Keane Doherty. Yeah, not one single Terrace Talk that he missed this year.
Oh, all reliable.
Consistent. Yeah.
He's actually here three more Terrace Talks than I was, actually.
We're consistent.
Keep it up, Keane. You'll be on the hurling team next year. Well,
obviously, he's a better card than James because he's here in time.
He's weird. Yeah.
Better roads.
Yeah. I'll have to go out now and push James's car to get him going.
He never picked me up on the way.
Listen, thanks very much. Thanks for tuning in. We'll do it again next week. Pre-recorded show. We'll look back on all the highlights of the year and some fantastic highlights. Great that you stayed with us throughout the year. And we'll talk to you again in January.
Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Meadowlands Hotel Tralee, where being local means coming home.